ladies and gentlemen, it is start time. Are you ready for start time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the Hound. meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Oh, also the, so that's our instrumental set done in Mexican, in Spanish. Los Locos del Ritmo with Pedro Pistoles, Peter Gunn, a few gringos. The Phantom Surfers, Para Beach, also played in Spanish. Los Babies, Ghost Riders in the Sky. I'm not going to pronounce that one in Spanish. Los Aspen with Veje Submarino. And Los Locos del Ritmo again opened it up with El Mongo. And what do we got for you today? Little Den's running around somewhere. He's gearing up for a VOM set, last seen with the Ted Nugent Live album playing through headphones in the record library. What do we got? We got a poultry section of the show today. We've got blues and hillbilly hangovers and a set of Headhunter and Cannibal stuff a little later on. And we got the new Hazel Atkins records that are, they'll be in the store by the end of the week. A little sneak preview test pressings on those. And let's see, oh yeah, we're going to do the Hound Hangover Hop. We got all information on that. It's 2 weeks from today at the same usual time, 3 in the afternoon. We'll be broadcasting live from Brownies, Avenue A, I think it's 169 Avenue A between 10th and 11th Street, the closest bar to my house. And let's just kick it off right now with Riff Ruffin, or is that Rough Riffin?
Here's one I got a lot of requests for, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I believe I'll do y'all's favorite song. Goes back this year.
Here I sit behind a port wine glass. New car outside and not a drop of gas. Nothing down in 3 years to pay. Sounded like a pretty good deal the other day.
I got a new car.
Since I wrote on that dotted line, I haven't been able to sufficiently dine. Toothpicks and soup ain't much of a meal, and $144 a month ain't much of a deal.
I got a new car.
I've had my car a little over a week, and already it's beginning to rattle and squeak. And what little money I runs across goes in my gas tank and out my exhaust.
I got a new car.
It's a shame to let the man come and take it back. My old lady tried to tell me not to get a Cadillac. Next time I buy a car, I'm going to get one that I can afford. And when I say afford, I mean afford.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
Run, run.
A button here, the needle stops making tracks for some red hot rock and wax. Out comes
roller, roller, rock, rock and roller, roller. Hey, baby and me, we're having a spree.
Hey, 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 hey. Oh, yeah.
Teenage machine.
I put a dime in here, I push a button here. I'm digging that crazy sound as the bottles come rolling down. Out comes
roller.
Night, got into a big old fight. Papa Lou and Wilhelmo had fight they had. Grandma said, you can't get mad, but I'm gonna put you out of my bed. Papa Lou and Grandma had it. Papa Lou and Grandma had it. That fight was so good, police didn't even stop it. Papa Lou went out to get a room across the street to Mrs. Spoon. Mrs. Spoon asked what went on. He said, Grandma did me wrong. Papa Lou and Grandma had it. Job on the railroad track. Papa Lou and Grandma had it. Papa Lou and Grandma had it. That fight was so good, police couldn't even stop it. Well, Papa Lou and Grandma had it. 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 That fight was so good, police couldn't even stop it.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Right, this is the Hound. WFMU East Orange. With Little Vic and Papa Lou. We heard The Traveler's Teenage Machine Age. Big Boy Groves, I Got a New Car. The Saucers and Chawali Rada. And we open up with Riff Ruff and Whoop and Holler. And, I guess it's time for a little bit of news. Taking it to the Ebless desk. What's the problem there, Den? No. There's no way to turn those headphones down.
Okay.
But I can barely hear you in the mic there. Are you plugged in?
I'm plugged in.
Well, you're not.
I am now.
You might want to switch microphones. You're not. You're dead there. I wonder what the problem is. Yeah, we get nothing out of you there, Dan.
Right.
Well, I'll start the news all by myself. From the Ebless desk... Good place to start up. This is actually kind of a the We Three Kings desk. We have a combination Elvis. Oh, now you're there.
There
it's the cord. The cord was bad.
Cord.
Yeah.
Hello.
This was sent.
Can you hear me all right?
Can you hear me all right?
This was sent in by Cub reporter Pat Twinkletoes Lizito. It's an interview here with
done in
the same in the men's colony at, in St. Louis, California, where Ike Turner is doing his
colony?
Time. Yeah, that's what it's called, the men's colony.
It's a prison farm?
Yeah, it's like a medium security prison farm where Ike Turner is currently incarcerated. And he's talking about his first cocaine experience. He first experienced cocaine while playing the lounge at the International Hotel in Las Vegas with Red Fox in the casino and Elvis headlining in the main room.
Excellent.
Two very famous people came backstage. One of them is dead now. These two guys gave me some coke and a dollar. I went home, and after Tina and all the kids went to sleep, I sat down at the piano and put some in my nose. I didn't feel nothing. I didn't even think I got high. I was just sitting there writing, and the next thing I knew, it was 11 o'clock in the morning, and I'm still writing. I thought, this is cool, man. I'm not even tired. So I just went on liking it. I had it sitting out in big bowls. I used to give away $50,000 of that stuff every 6 weeks. Evidently, he's sort of hinting there that Eblis and Red Fox turned him on to coke.
Sort of hinting.
Of course, Tina claims that Johnny Guitar Watson turned Ike on to coke.
But he's still alive, isn't he?
Johnny Guitar Watson, yeah.
So there you go.
The Larry Williams is dead. Uh-huh. Many think at the hand of Johnny Guitar Watson.
Really?
That's one of those stories. Oh, because they were pimps and coke dealers. Oh boy, what else we got in the news? Well, what a great headline on the Daily News
isn't
today.
That something? Everybody see that, I hope.
Yeah. What's it? What's the headline?
Word for word, dead infant fed to dog. That's the guy who, Yabo, walked up to Raisin, read it last night. He read the headline, dead infant fed to dog, and then said, cool, man.
Yeah, well, at least it wasn't a live infant fed to
a dog.
Well,
yeah, good point, good point.
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Things could be worse. How about that Marion Barry?
Yeah, well, I hope he gets off. Yeah. You know, they could have taken any politician and had that...
Rashid, what was that girl's name?
Kokor. No, I don't know her name. She did it to get her own Coke case dropped.
There you go.
But I'm sure she could have got Lee Atwater to smoke crack in that hotel room.
Yeah,
I think the videotape really exonerated him, basically.
Apparently so, from what you're telling
me. He was so obviously coerced. That I hope he walks. I hope he stays in politics too. Don't let him force you out like that. Because why don't they? You know, boy, they can catch. They certainly could have got a Meese, you know, on videotape doing something sleazy. How come they don't go after white politicians
with a video camera?
They never do.
He was the attorney general, wasn't he?
Yeah.
Well, there you go.
There you go. Let's go through their announcements one time. Let's see what's going on tonight. At the Lone Star Roadhouse is Albert King. And over at the Ludlow Cafe on Ludlow Street, the Bourbon Street of the Lower East Side, as Roscoe called it, the Blue Chieftains. And the world-famous Blue Jays and the Blue Chieftains, that's the diesel-only record review at the Lone Star Monday. See, the A-Bones are at the Beat in Port Chester, New York, Thursday night. I don't know where Port Chester is. Bruce just wanted me to announce that. Wild Kingdom, Manitoba's Wild Kingdom's triumphant return to New York Wednesday at the Cat Club.
Yee-ha.
Get out your spandex.
Perfect venue.
Yeah, that'll be a good one. And the Empire State Soul Club meets this Thursday at the North River Bar, 145 Hudson Street in Manhattan. And the big news, of course, is 2 weeks from today, August 25th, the Hounds Hangover Hop. 169 Avenue A at Brownie's, the closest bar to my house. It's free. You're all invited. Come get drunk on the hat with the Hound. Be on the radio.
There you go.
Meet the men who ruin the music. We'll all be there, I think.
In the window.
Yeah. And let's just go right into Hillbilly Hangover. We're going to kick it off with a request that we got last week. And after this, we're retiring this song for a while because I'm sick of it. But it's a good song. I just played it too much.
That happens.
We keep getting these requests for Hangover Blues by the Maddox Brothers and Rose. So let's kick it in.
Walking down the street with my head hanging low. My bottle is empty, didn't have no dough. I got to go.
Where are you
going? I got to go.
How are you gonna
get there? I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues. Farm. I got to go.
Right around the corner.
I got to go. I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues.
Looks like Henry's got to go the way he's taking off.
I was on a spree. I thought I heard my baby calling me. I got to go. I got to go. I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues.
Here comes Don Juan with that wild fiddle of his. He's playing so wild you don't even know what he's playing.
You back, baby, if you drank no more. Give me my hat and show me the door. I got to go.
Where?
I got to go. I got to go and lose these mean hangover blues.
I've never drank anything other than wine and whiskey and beer, but...
Well, I've drank just about anything that has alcohol in it. Bay rum, Pink Lady, which is known as canned heat in most places, denatured alcohol. And I have heard tell of taking, of straining this radiator alcohol through rye bread. Now, I don't know whether I ever had any of that or not, but if anybody run it through the bread, I imagine I drank it because I drank with them kind of people.
Well, you come home feeling for the knob on the door. You better pick up your feet, you're gonna fall on the floor. I keep on telling you a day some more. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, your eyes are baggy and a bloodshot red. It's been a week or two since you've been in bed. You better pay attention now to what I said. You better leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O. Well, now I'll forgive you for you running around. If you just promise that you come unwound, I'll buy you anything you want in town. If you leave that junk alone and drink water. Lord, that liquor's hot, drink water. You don't want to be a sot. You better lay down the bottle and put on the top and drink cool H2O.
Them kind of people. Who are these people to drink such strange concoctions? From the residents of the Salvation Army Harbor Light Center, we have gathered a panel of experts to answer some questions about Skid Row and its people. Skid Row, that collection of flop houses and greasy spoons, soup lines and rescue missions, found in the downtown section of most large cities, where homeless men are relegated to the scrap heap. What authority does our panel have to speak of Skid Row? Gentlemen, state your credentials.
Well, I'm 39 years old, and I've been around 3 years.
I'm 65 years old, and my first attempt on Skid Row was about 1945.
I'm 50. I've been in this life about 15 years.
I'm 61. I've been around Skid Row for about 25 years.
Traditional reasons for living on Skid Row are the low cost of living and public toleration of extreme drinking.
One, two, three, four.
Things I learned in a hobo jungle were things they never taught me in a classroom. Like where to find a handout while bumming through Chicago in the afternoon. Hey, I'm not bragging nor complaining, I'm just talking to myself man to man. This old mental fat I'm chewing didn't take a lot of doing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I guess I grew up a loner. I don't remember ever having any folks around. But I keep thumbing through the phone books and looking for my daddy's name in every town. And I meet lots of friendly people, but I always wind up leaving on the lam. Hey, where I've been or where I'm going didn't take a lot of knowing, but I take a lot of pride in what I am. I never travel in in a hurry, 'cause I got nobody waiting for me anywhere. Home is anywhere I'm living, if it's sleeping on some vacant bench in City Square. Or if I'm working on some road gang, or just living off the fat of our great land. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I've never been nobody's idol, but at least I got a title, and I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am. I take a lot of pride in what I am.
One of the unique approaches in the field of alcoholism developed at the Harbor Light involves music. During their first week in the center, the clients meet their music therapist in a relaxed 45-minute session over coffee and donuts. And though many of these middle-aged men have had no previous experience with musical instruments, they begin to make musical sounds right from the start. Let's listen in.
When it started, I only drank every once in a while. But then there was a bottle at every turn. Bottle after bottle, I tried to turn back every day. And I finally reached the point of no return. Now my family's gone, pride's gone, and I've lost all track of time. Nothing matters anymore, except where I'm gonna get my next drink of wine. To a man like me, life itself is of no concern. Of no return. At first, I drank just for pleasure. They say, play with fire and you'll get burned. But little did I expect the day would come when I'd finally reach the point of no return.
Why did you go to Skid Row?
Skid Row to me is where people don't care how you look and people don't ask any questions.
Skid Row to me is a place where you can get lost, because on Skid Row most of us do stay drunk. And when our money's low, why, we'll drink anything. And most of the people that we know on Skid Row, we can always manage to get a drink off of somebody to get up courage to go out and chisel some more drinks.
I walk down a lonely highway. I've been drinking that no good wine. And I'm always searching for a treasure I'll never find. I ain't going nowhere, 'cause there's nowhere I can go. So I guess I'm doomed to die on old Skid Row. Show others what I see. Perhaps I could turn them back. There's no turning back for me. I'm so hopelessly lost now, where the stream of sorrow flows. Just a poor, helpless devil on old Skid Row. This fool that does not know it. The despair that haunts me here on old Skid Row.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU East Orange. Today's Hillbilly Hangover. What condition is your condition in, Denois?
I fill the bill. I fit fit the description.
I'm a little shaky myself.
I'm very
that
shaky
helped.
Myself.
Jerry Lee Lewis with Skid Row. Johnny Paycheck and The Pint of No Return.
Beautiful.
Merle Haggard and The Strangers. I Take a Lot of Pride in What I Am.
My theme song.
Johnny Cash, by request, Leave That Junk Alone. And the Maddox Brothers and Rose with Hangover Blues. Two songs we're going to have to put a moratorium on.
Retired for a while.
Yeah.
If you don't have them, if you haven't taken them by yet, then you don't like them that much.
Yeah. Well, Dan, what do we got in the news?
Hound. I don't know. I'm reading this the story on the dead 6-day-old baby fed to dog.
Uh-huh.
Apparently the couple's from a small town in Nebraska. I was trying to figure out what their combined IQ might be. A 90-pound German Shepherd ate the kid. The police claimed the child was dismembered after it died, and then the dog ate it. And they don't know exactly the cause of death. The couple.
Well, you don't want to choke your dog on those little bitty baby bones. So they must have been that smart.
6 days old. The couple told the cops. They put the infant, 7 pounds at birth, to sleep around midnight Thursday.
Literally.
In a dresser drawer.
So they knew where it was.
Baby.
So no one would steal it?
A dresser drawer on the floor in their bedroom.
Mm-hmm.
Their story is they woke yesterday morning at 6:45. The baby was missing. Only a diaper and a blood-covered nightshirt remained. However, the dog was taken to Manhattan ASPCA, where it was x-rayed. Parts of the infant were visible on the x-ray. The dog was then killed. They dissected the dog. They said that the dog did not eat all the body parts, and some were recovered.
They, well, a lot of good that'll do.
They refused to elaborate. Oh, man. Well, there you go. What,
well,
there's not. What do you say?
How about this
that?
One? In Oklahoma. Oklahoma is preparing for its first execution in 24 years by staging and videotaping a mock one.
Okay. I'm sorry?
Up to 40 prison officials will take part next week in the mock execution at the Oklahoma State Prison. According to the warden, we will role play the entire process and videotape, but we want to make sure we are maintaining professionalism and the dignity of the inmate who they're going to kill. The last person executed in Oklahoma was James French, who died in the electric chair in 1966. Charles Troy Coleman, who has been sentenced to die by injection on September 10th, for the 1979 shotgun slaying of John Seward of Muskogee. Seward and his wife Roxy were killed after they were apparently surprised at the burglar. In 1987, Coleman came within 36 hours of execution. So I guess they're going to practice to make sure they do it right.
Yeah, so, well, you know what it happened in, what was that, Florida, where the
they got it wrong.
Sizzled.
Oh, boy.
I saw a little addendum to this story.
I think we've had enough of...
No. This.
We do have. Oh, by the way, we do have a cannibalism set coming up later.
The sheriff. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, then this fits. The sheriff of the small town says, "I think he was going out there, meaning to New York, to a dog handling school."
Okay.
Oh, that was worth it.
Let's go through their announcements one more time. Okay, the world-famous Blue Jays and the Blue Chieftains at the Lone Star Cafe Monday. The Blue Chieftains will be at Ludlow Cafe tonight. That's in Manhattan. Albert King at the Lone Star Roadhouse tonight. Manitoba's Wild Kingdom at the Cat Club Wednesday night, heavy metal night.
Brandon.
Girls galore, unbelievable. The A-Bones at the Beat in Port Chester, New York, Thursday night.
The Beat.
Empire State Soul Club, Thursday, 145 Hudson Street at the North River Bar. And 2 weeks from today, Hounds Hangover Hop, 169 Avenue A at Brownies. You're all invited. Three to six.
Be there.
And let's spin some more stupid records. WFMU, East Orange, it's Flat Get It.
Well, I met a pretty girl, as sweet as can be. When I asked her to dance, it's what you said to me. Well, that's a flat get it. Uh-huh-huh. Well, that's a flat get it. Uh-huh-huh. If you want to rock instead of sit, well, come on, baby, let's a flat get it. Rockin' and a-rollin' and a-doin' a-bop. Only two on the floor. We was mighty hot. I grabbed her by the arm and she started to spin. She said, baby, let's do it again. Well, that's a flat get it. Uh-huh-huh. Well, that's a flat get it. Uh-huh-huh. Want to rock instead of sit? Well, come on, baby, let's a flat get it. We were slipping and a sliding and a jumping around. People said that we were the best in town. I danced so hard, we throw up the floor. And here's what you said when we walked out the door. A flat get it, uh-huh-huh. Well, it's a flat get it, uh-huh-huh. If you want to rock instead of sit, well, come on, baby, let's a flat get it. And a rolling and a doing a bop, only two on the floor, and we was mighty hot. I grabbed her by the arm and she started to spin. She says, baby, let's do it. A flat get it, uh-huh-huh. Well, let's a flat get it, uh-huh-huh. If you want to rock instead of sit, well, come on, baby, let's a flat get it.
This is a hit. She will always be around. No, she'll be gone when she walks. And
baby call, baby call. And when the moon up in the sky, I see his twinkles in her eye. Well, I know I'll always love her so, and I know that I will never let her go.
Desire erupting into volcanic passion.
Well, I took my ruby chicken on the outskirts of town. She took her high heels off and rolled her stockings down. Put a quarter in the jukebox to get little feet. There the bunny watching all the rhythm in her feet. She's my rock and roll ruby. Rock and roll, ruby. Rock and roll, when ruby starts a rocket, it satisfies my soul. Well, my ruby started rocking at 1 o'clock. And when she got to rocking, she just couldn't stop. She's rocking on the table, she's rolling on the floor. Everybody's yelling, Ruby, rock some more. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll, Ruby. Rock and roll, when Ruby starts a rocking, it satisfies my soul. Well, around about 4, I thought she would stop. She looked at me, and then she looked at the clock. She said, wait a minute, Daddy, I don't get sore. All I want to do is rock a little bit more. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll, Ruby. Rock and roll, when Ruby starts a rocking, it satisfies my soul. Looked at me and then she looked at the clock. She said, wait a minute, Daddy, I don't get sore. All I want to do is rock a little bit more. She's my rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll Ruby. Rock and roll, when Ruby starts a rockin', it satisfies my soul. When Ruby starts a rockin', it satisfies my soul. When Ruby starts a rockin', it satisfies my soul.
Yes, I had a request, but the mic won't fit, so I like to do something else.
Bermuda, Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda, Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda, Bermuda,
Bermuda shorts.
Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda shorts. Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda shorts. Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda shorts. Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda shorts. Hey, baby, hey, take them shorts.
Walking down the street of the day, where my Bermuda's was a play. I felt a funny feeling and I looked to see all the girls were eyeing me.
I said, baby, hey, take them shots.
Boom, 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 Bermuda, 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 Bermuda,
Bermuda, Bermuda,
Bermuda, Bermuda,
Bermuda, Bermuda,
the girls, they begin to smile. Short eyes when we're kind of wild. And this one yell, what can it be? And all the chicks start whistling at me. I say,
baby, hey, dig them shots.
Walk
pimps the boys, they were hot as could be. I told them to get some, just like me. They all went down to their near store, and they all had Bermudas, and they came out the door. I said, hey, baby, hey, give them some. Boom, boom, boom.
Bermuda, 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 Bermuda,
Bermuda,
Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda, Bermuda,
with the sax would give up.
Yeah, yeah, come another day. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Yeah, yeah, come another day. You play me dirty, but that's okay. You play me dirty, but baby, that's fine. Anyway, you look like Frankenstein. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Come another day. You play me dirty, but that's okay. Come another day, you'll be blue. And this is what your friends are gonna do. Friends are gonna cheat you, me and crew, for taking me for such a fool. I fell in love with you all the way, and then you treat me like a slave. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Come another day. You play me dirty, but that's okay. I only have one thing left to say. And yeah, yeah, come another day. Friends are gonna cheat you mean and cruel, for taking me for such a fool. I fell in love with you all the way, and then you treat me like a slave. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Yeah, yeah, come another day. Yeah, yeah, come another day. You play me dirty, but that's okay. I only have one thing left to say. Yeah, yeah, come another day.
This year's one I got a lot of requests for, but we'll do it anyway. Okay.
Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me. But will you please pass the biscuits down, please? Will you pass the biscuits down, please? I can't understand it. I go out and work and slave, and all my kinfolks do is play. Look at Uncle John down bar. He's had four biscuits already. No wonder he got four chins. And there's Aunt Lucy down at the other end. I thought she was on a diet. If she ain't had eight biscuits, she ain't had none. Excuse me, Uncle Bill, but will you please pass the biscuits, please? Will you pass the biscuits, please? Them biscuits sure is disappearing fast. I wish they would just look down this way. Maybe I can get Mary's attention. Say, Mary. Say, Mary. Will you please pass the biscuits, please? The only time they come down is for wedding, funerals, and receptions. You take old cousin Jeff. I ain't seen him in 2 years. And he don't even know I'm here. All he see is them biscuits. I don't want to reach over Betty, cause Grandma says that's ill manners, she said. But this meat ain't no good without no bread. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Or will you please pass the biscuits, please? I got enough taters and some yellow gravy.
I sure wish they would just pass one of them biscuits. Look at it. It's almost finished and I ain't even started eating yet. Say, will you pass the biscuits, please? Say, will you please pass the biscuits, please? I don't know why did Emma put them biscuits down at the other end of the table. Hey, will you pass the biscuits, please? Hey, will you please pass the biscuits, please? Now there's one more biscuit left. Maybe if I get up and walk down the other end of the table, I might get that one. Pardon me. Excuse me. Excuse me, please. Excuse me, please. Say, no, wait, wait, Uncle Jeff, wait, wait, please, wait. No. Well, I'll be doggone. He done ate up the last biscuit. I wanted the biscuits.
Now, what happened to the cart deck this time? This is bringing me down, man. Let's try it again.
This is a hit!
Thank you.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange. Brand new from Hazel Atkins and the Norton release, Peanut Butter Rock and Roll. And that was Stopwatch Baby. Counting backwards, Andre Williams, by request, pass the biscuits, please.
thank you.
Tony Casanova, Yeah, Yeah, Come Another Day. The Delroys, Bermuda Shorts. The Saints, Rock and Roll Ruby. J.L. Smith, Got My Top Down. We open up with Danny Wolf and Let's Flat Get It. Send that set out to Tom and his daughter Jill, listeners who stopped by.
And his nephew, who's his also nephew. A DJ.
Yeah, well, and if you want to stop by and see the Hound, August 25th, 2 weeks from today, Brownies, 169 Avenue A, between 10th and 11th Streets in Manhattan. We'll be doing the live Hounds Hangover Hop remote.
Look for the police vehicle on the corner.
Right, as it is always there.
As always.
And let's get back to some news for morons. You got something there, Denmark?
Yeah, I love this story. Out of Baltimore. An appropriate...
Great white trash place.
I'll say. For 9 hours, the illegally parked motorist went eyeball to eyeball with a highly determined tow truck driver. Neither blinked. Finally, earlier today, a knight in a white Lincoln Continental came to the rescue.
How many hours was that again?
9 hours.
9 hours without blinking.
Yep.
Amazing.
Isn't that something? Maybe that artificial tears or something? Standoff began Wednesday afternoon when Ann Miser parked in a private lot without paying. In 10 minutes, Wilby Mullen was hooking Miser's car to his tow truck. Miser, apparently aware that it is illegal to tow a car carrying a passenger, jumped in the front seat and refused to budge. Mullen, 26, an employee of Maryland Impounding Company, demanded a $110 towing fee to unhook her car. She said she'd pay, but she only had a check. Mullen refused. Company policy, good quote here, you can't stop payment on cash, he explained. Miser got a passerby to call a co-worker who telephoned area television stations and a member of the city council. An unidentified woman also came to Miser's aid by bringing dinner, a turkey sandwich, blah, blah, blah. Watching the local 11 p.m. newscast, which featured live reports on the impasse. Not much doing in Baltimore, like five remote trucks there.
They don't care about Iraq and Baltimore.
They got better things on their minds. Anyway, this guy Norman McCarthy was watching this on the news. Norman describes himself as a celebrity bodyguard, which is how I often describe myself. He was naturally sympathetic since his car had been towed last fall. He drove right down to the parking lot. Meantime, Mullen, the tow truck guy, had kept his meter running and was demanding $400.
Meters on tow trucks in Baltimore.
By the time the Continental got there, he was willing to settle for two, which the Good Samaritan paid off in nickels, dimes, and quarters he kept in a plastic water bottle in his car.
Wow.
$200 in nickels, dimes, and quarters. I just don't want her to sit in the car. I want to get rid of my chain. And I want to get rid of my chains, said McCarthy. Great.
That could give way to a new saying, you know, the Baltimore standoff.
Mullen, the tow truck driver, was grateful. Thanks a lot, man. Now I can go home, was his quote.
Dude.
And the girl said, I just can't believe it. End of story. Good one, right?
It's all true, yeah.
Out of Baltimore.
I got one short one from Milwaukee. Cruising is taking a bruising, but young people are not taking it idly. I think it's a ridiculous law. I think Checkpoint Charlie was taken down in Europe and put up here, says Diane Brandmiller, age 25.
Yeah.
First person arrested under the anti-cruising ordinance.
Oh, come
installed
on.
In Milwaukee and three suburbs.
Whoa.
What does it mean to live in a free country? I don't know.
How do they define cruising?
Driving around slow, I guess. I don't know. It doesn't say.
Me and Alice did a cruise a couple days ago. It was great. The whole, like, Circle Line in a car tour of Manhattan.
Beautiful.
It was.
Well, let's get to Blues Hangover before the Vibe Report pops in.
Good.
We got one queued up. Little Walter. Little Walter.
What?
Came home this morning about 5:30. Found that note lying
joke. No, it ain't no joke.
You sure is fine. That's what Dr. Ross said. Look for here, baby, how come you so fine? Throw your arms around me, honey, be no fine. Look for here, honey, you need to be mine. Sometimes I wonder how come you so fine. Yes, I can tell you, I want you for myself. I want you for myself.
Mama's making cookies out in the kitchen. Papa smells the cookies and his nose starts itching. Papa tries to steal one like he did before, but Mama's got the lock on the kitchen door. Papa wants a cookie, Papa wants a cookie. Papa wants a cookie right now, now, now. Papa wants a cookie, Papa needs a cookie. Papa's gonna get it somehow. Papa says to Mama, come a little closer. Mama looks at Papa, says, oh, oh, no, sir. Papa turns around, starts to go away. Comes right back when she hears him say, Papa wants loving, Papa wants loving, Papa wants loving right now, now, now. Papa wants loving, Papa needs loving, Papa's gonna get it somehow. Papa says to Mama, you're a real nice looker. You turn on the heat like a fireless cooker. Come a little closer in your Papa's arms. Another little kiss wouldn't do us no harm. Papa wants kissing, Papa wants kissing, Papa wants kissing right now, now, now. Papa wants kissing, Papa needs kissing, Papa's gonna get it somehow. Papa comes home when his work is over. Mama says, Papa, you sure in clover. Guess what I cooked for you today. Mama just smiles when she hears Papa say, Papa wants pork chop, Papa wants pork chop, Papa wants pork chop, now, now, now. Papa wants pork chop, Papa's gonna pork chop, Papa's gonna get him somehow. Baba wants a cookie right now, now, now. Baba wants a cookie. Baba wants a cookie. Baba's gonna get it somehow.
Fade at the very end of this song for get the vibe report on the air. We won't leave them hanging. Roscoe. You there? Oh, Roscoe, you there?
Yeah, hello?
Is this... Who's on the line?
Roscoe's sister, Sarah.
Hey, Sarah, how are you?
Is this the hound?
Yeah, you're doing the vibe report today?
Yeah, Eric can't make it, so I'm...
Wow. So, what... What's the vibe today? You're out in Batavia or in Wisconsin?
No, I'm out at, Wisconsin, Lake Geneva.
Wow, are you calling from the bar?
No. my parents' house.
I think Roscoe did one from there the other day.
Yeah, he's out on the sailboat right now with my dad.
So. Oh, he's out on the sailboat and he's making you do the vibe. What a good sister. So what's the vibe?
The vibe, well, it's kind of hazy and hot.
The vibe, not the weather. How'd your wedding go?
Pretty good, yeah.
Was it a big drunken, revelry-filled party?
We got pretty wasted. Not too, but I don't know. It was good. It was good to have it over with. Eric did a good job. Or Roscoe, sorry. Didn't want to say the wrong. So how's New York?
It's like hot and gross and, we had an amazing, like, tornado-filled, rainy, stormy day yesterday. That was actually kind of nice, but it's sort of like the swamp weather aftermath. That's the weather. The vibe is like August, kind of biding time, waiting for, like, I don't know what. What are we waiting for, Dan?
Buddy Godot.
Albums to come out?
Yeah, something like that. Waiting for somebody to wave a contract in our face. We are doing a live remote in 2 weeks. That's the excitement.
Yeah.
So we're like relentlessly self-promoting this week.
Right. Are you giving away anything for the first 10 callers? Or?
I think, Den, give away our girlfriends.
No comment on that one there, Hound.
Well... So can you see Roscoe in the sailboat from where you are?
Let's see.
Can you bean him with a full can of beer?
Yeah, I can sort of see him because the sail's got 414, which is his area code on there.
Mm.
Yeah, you can see him. It's just, it was kind of nice that he went out with my dad so I didn't have to go. So I was happy to do this.
It's the father-son weekend experience. Kind of a male bonding thing.
Yeah, they've bonded.
Okay, Sarah, well, slap Sko in the head once for us, and thanks for doing the vibe.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye.
Wow, right. Roscoe making his little sister do the vibe report.
Jeez.
Well, it's August. We got to give, you got to give
true.
The guy some leeway.
That is true. He's been very there for it.
Maybe we can...
It was very nice of his sister to do the fill-in.
Well, when Roscoe's sister came to New York, he was like, it was sort of under the condition that she can only come here if she brought her fiance with her, because he was horrified by the idea that one of us might come on to her. So you can splice it together on your tape.
He won't bother nobody else, wife.
Oh, there you go. Okay, we're ready to roll.
Beauty.
That was the Gangster Blues, Eddie Burns, counting backwards. Where's my drums?
You left them at home. They're in the car now.
We heard Otis Spanner. It must have been the devil. Leroy Carr, Papa Wants a Cookie.
Mm-hmm.
I know I play that a lot, but that's such a stupid song. I love it. Dr. Ross with the Numbers Blues.
Stupid
and Little Walter,
better.
I Hate to See You Go. Hold on, I'm going to turn the echo on. I forgot to do that, too.
Come on, man. Professional radio. How are we going to be able to?
We're free forming it.
Are we going to be able to do the echo from the bar?
Yeah, we're going to use Bruce's Echoplex.
Oh, beauty.
The one that used to belong to Eddie Van Halen. I
think we can get a hold of like a rock man or something and talk through it.
I don't know. I'm very strict about this. I don't like digital delay. I like tape echo. Digital delay. It's, boy. Good thing Roscoe's in here, because we have these endless arguments about what sounds better. Tape echo sounds better.
He likes, followed
by plate reverb, followed by... I mean, digital delay sounds terrible. That's why everybody's record
can.
Sounds like crap now. They get all these digital effects that they don't sound good. You can't do this. It sounds too clean.
With a vengeance.
Yeah. Okay, let's go through their announcements again.
This is the third time. Is it? Yeah.
Well, the thing is, were you using this as an excuse to plug our own thing, which is 169 Avenue A, two weeks from today.
The
Hound.
The bar show.
Yeah, the Hound's Hound's Hangover Hop, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m.
Yeah, you can actually dance.
We can all come down. Yeah, it's a dance. You know,
yeah,
we all
really
come down,
hop,
get
you know?
Drunk, be on the radio, and
it's like the old days.
Right. Avenue A in Manhattan between 10th and 11th Street. Also, we might as well plug all our pals. Wild Kingdom at the Cat Club.
Yep.
This coming Wednesday. This Empire State Soul Club at the North River Bar this Thursday. The world famous Blue Jays at the Lone Star Cafe Monday. The A-Bones at the Beat in Portchester, New York.
Oh, my
Thursday.
Friends.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my friends.
Jen, the Mickey Rourke of Avenue A. Okay, let's get back to the news.
We got
rock news right now.
Okay, good.
We got
rock news.
Everybody's in the news. Fats Domino had to cancel some engagements because he's feeling under the weather. But he says you can't keep the king of rock and roll down.
Wait, who's the king now?
Fats Domino.
Ah.
Well, you got a better choice?
Everybody
who used to be in Fog Hat, which is about 100 guys, they're all suing each other. Hog Fat, remember them?
Yeah, as a matter of fact. Remember Clint was real excited because he opened for them once at the, at the old
Hog Fat. It's funny because there's like 50 guys that used to be in Hog Fat, and they all came out of Savoy Brown. There's like 100 guys that used to be in Savoy Brown. So they should all get together and have a big package tour, you know, like Savoy Brown's 1 through 10 and Fog Hat's 1 through 12 or something.
Here's a good little bit of, I guess you'd have to call this.
You interrupted me. Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
You'll have to call this rock news. I'm just flipping through the paper here. There's a review of Junior's set at the Meadowlands.
Yeah.
And the big complaint, the first thing the guy talks about is that it was way too loud.
Mm-hmm. Hank Jr.?
He called the guy running the soundboard a sadist for turning the noise knob so high that it made dental fillings hum. Junior, way to go.
Well, they've announced the nominees for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year. Johnny Cash, what he has to do with rock and roll is way beyond me. The Impressions.
Johnny Cash?
Johnny Cash.
Nah,
the
yeah,
Impressions, once again, you know, soul, pop music, not exactly rock and roll. The Byrds, I can see that. The Yardbirds, Frankie Lyman and the Teenagers, John Lee Hooker, Elmore James, Gene Vincent, surprisingly enough, Wilson Pickett, Duane Eddy, The Moonglows, Ike and Tina Turner, and Jimmy Reed. Not a bad choice, but you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, it's so creepy, it's so stupid. And you know, I did some work for them last year. I wrote the Hank Ballard bio for their little booklet, and next to this spin thing, it was the worst experience I ever had in my life writing. Not only that, you know, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, they had to take the F word out of my article, like, oh, we can't have, you know, the word F in here because
Ixnay on the F word.
But the Country Music Hall of Fame have announced their 1990 inductions. They're actually a much cooler organization than the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
That's a fact.
You know, you're not going to see like anybody creepy in there too often. So they've announced who's in the Country Music Hall of Fame for this year.
The inductees are
Tennessee Ernie Ford, the old pea picker. Don Gibson, who's one of my very favorites. George Jones, who certainly deserves it.
About time.
The Leuven Brothers, who are amazing.
Great.
And Webb Pierce, right?
How new or old is this country?
They've been doing it for over 10 years.
Really?
Yeah.
What's taking them so long to get these guys, like George Jones?
I think there's a time thing, and each year, a winner in the open category is selected. Every third year, an inductee is selected in the non-performer category, and blah, blah, blah. They got a bunch of rules and regulations, but they're at least getting good people in there.
Good people.
Not that it does you any good. You get a bowling trophy or something.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
Well, I mean, if you know, they got to sell these awards,
get
I guess.
Get your picture and memorabilia in their museum.
Yeah. Well, let's get right on to the VOM set. We're going to do a traditional VOM today, and we're going to kick it off with these guys who will be at the Cat Club this Thursday. I guess their record's doing real good.
Good.
And I hope they become huge rock and roll stars. Manitoba's Wild Kingdom.
They deserve it.
New York, New York.
Channel 5 got to mention about rock music, and then we'll pull the whole thing in together. But one big thing about rock music that we have not mentioned is that it's loud. It's loud. No question about it. The kids say, if it ain't loud, it ain't no good, and they're right. Stooges. The best rock and roll performers have always innately recognized that sound must lend itself to visualness, motions. The media must be mixed. Rock is sex and violence, and all the other unmentionables our parents only hinted about in the darkest, most silent corners. It is their deepest fears exposed in the loudest, freest way possible.
Knocks me out.
Oh, it
does. Right now it's time to check out the dance.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Right.
So you can't do that with digital delay?
It wouldn't sound like that. It would sound
like that.
No, it just wouldn't be the same. That was our VOM set for today. What did you guys do in high school? MC5, Kick Out the Jams. The Stooges, I Need Somebody. Once again, Iggy's made another terrible record.
Is it grim?
Yeah, it's horrible.
I saw it. Rolling Stone gave it like 4 stars or something.
Oh, well, then it must be great. It must be great. They didn't give Raw Power too many stars, if I can remember. No, they did give. Lenny K reviewed it in Rolling Stone when it came out. He did give it a good review. Sorry, Lenny K. He was a cool guy when he was.
He's no longer a cool guy?
I guess he is.
Probably still a cool guy.
Suzanne Vega notwithstanding, he is a cool guy. Crazy Like a Fox. That was a good record. Wild Kingdom, New York, New York.
HD.
And Handsome Dick Manitoba and Wild Kingdom will be at the Cat Club this Wednesday, and it's a good one.
He will have his do-rag on.
You know, even if you don't like the music, it's one of the outstanding girl-watching spots, if you like them.
But it's pretty hard not to like the Kingdom.
Yeah, oh, they're great, but, if you like them stupid...
Yeah, Lisa Robinson did a whole... Did you see that? 2 weeks ago or something in the Post, two-page...
We did it on the radio that morning, in fact.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, good.
You must have missed it.
I thought I was listening. Maybe I fell asleep with Bruce.
what do you got? And then what happened?
Oh, he was here, I was there.
Yeah. Says Dad was on JFK Hit Squad. This is one of those cranks that I definitely believe. I don't know why. I believe him. President John F. Kennedy's assassination. What are you doing to the microphone there, Den?
I dropped it, Hal.
I'm sorry. JFK's assassination made new headlines yesterday in Dallas, actually Wednesday, but authorities discounted the latest story, of course, by an unemployed salesman who said his father was part of the three-man hit team that fired on CIA orders. Ricky White, age 29, said his father, Roscoe White, not Roscoe Amble, R. Roscoe, codenamed Mandrian for the CIA operation, was stationed at the grassy knoll in front of the Kennedy limousine, which is the most likely place for the shot to have come from.
Exactly.
Don't you think?
Exactly. Grassy knoll.
Certainly, if you know, if he fell forward, he didn't get shot from where... what's his
Lee
face?
Harvey
Lee Harvey
was,
Oswald
yeah.
was shooting from.
Lee Harvey supposedly was involved, but
right.
actually didn't fire. Go ahead.
I was getting to that. A second CIA operative named called Lebanon was stationed in the Texas School Book Depository, and the third, known as Saul, was at the County Records Building overlooking Dealey Plaza, the assassination site. All three fired at Kennedy. Roscoe White joined the police 2 months before the assassination to carry out the murder. He was told by the government to do something. Ricky White told dozens of reporters at the press conference in the JFK Assassination Information Center, which has examined conspiracy theories over the year. White said Lee Harvey Oswald was a part of the plot but did not fire shots. He described Oswald and police officer J.D. Tippit as patsies. Roscoe White's pastor at the time of the assassination, the Reverend Jack Shaw, said at the press conference that Roscoe White discussed the assassination with him on several agonizing occasions, including a last conversation on his deathbed. Shaw, who believes Roscoe White, who died in a 1971 fire, was killed by a witness elimination team activated after Kennedy's death.
Yeah, a lot of people...
all makes sense.
A lot of people died after that.
The Warren Commission concluded that Oswald, acting alone, fired shots that killed Kennedy and wounding Governor John Connally, blah, blah, blah. By the way, you know, Governor John Connally wasn't the same guy that... had the election stolen from him for the Senate by LBJ?
No, that's not
the same guy?
Who? No, not the same guy.
Okay. Woody Specht, an FBI agent who spent 9 years assigned to the assassination case, said, "There's been so many claims like this in the last 27 years, you just have to use good judgment, especially when from somebody who was 2 years old at the time." He also, this isn't in this article, but I remember he had his dad's diary, which he turned over to the FBI, and it disappeared, and they claimed
he
never got it.
He had a lot of stuff to back up his story.
Yeah, I believe. I mean, how could they not tell us the truth on that one after all these years? What a bunch of cretins running the show. There's something evil going on. Speaking of which,
there's always something evil going on.
I had a good evil government story, but I...
You lost it?
I didn't lose it. It's here somewhere.
Did you see, while you're searching, GIs told to behave. U.S. troops deployed to the Middle East carry a list of do's and don'ts in mostly Muslim Saudi Arabia. Don't drink booze and do away with the raunchy photos beforehand. Saudi Arabia, which may be home for 50,000 American troops, adheres to fundamental Islamic rules. In public, women are veiled, revealing only their eyes. Liquor is taboo, as are and should be photos of nude women. Pentagon officers said...
And should be,
absolutely. They know what they're doing.
Was that something that you're reading, or is that your personal opinion?
That was my personal opinion.
Why do you think that nude photos of women
Let me
should...
finish it.
Okay.
We'll do a point-counterpoint at the end of the show.
Okay.
A Pentagon officer said the soldiers are expected to respect Saudi values and traditions. In other words, no brewskis after a day in the desert and no risque mags.
Just call the war off.
It's a great, great word. Yeah, well, no, they want to get them pumped up so they're really, you know, they really want to get the kill fever. No porn, no beer.
But frustrated soldier.
Yeah, hell yeah. Oops, excuse me. I guess you're allowed to say hell on the air, right? Anyway, the female U.S. soldiers will not have to wear veils, though. If a woman wants to roll up her sleeves, well, she can. There you go.
On pain of death.
You can find your story?
Yes. Shelter Cove, California. Army soldiers, National Guardsmen, and federal agents claim to have destroyed more than 1,400 marijuana plants in a 12-day sweep that drew protests and a lawsuit from residents and civil libertarians. They're using the Army to describe marijuana crops.
Good idea.
Oh, Dan.
Good use.
I'm
going to
take you out
public,
and shoot you right after
public
this.
Public funds.
Yeah, right. Great idea. The rugged 60,000-acre area and its environs along California's northwest coast was settled in the early 70s by hundreds of hippies and homesteaders. Marijuana was widely planted on both public and private land. And so they got soldiers. They got the U.S. Army ripping up pot plants. Is that
ridiculous?
Legal?
It's ridiculous. It's probably not. They'll probably win a civil suit. How can that be?
The operation cost $100,000 above normal expenses, such as salaries. a BML state drug coordinator.
It is government land, though, Bureau of Land Management. So that you might have a problem in the court with that.
Well,
they might be allowed to do it because it's you know.
Look at this. Listen to this. 1,408 marijuana plants with a potential street value of $4.2 million has been caught. Give me a break. Where do they get these figures, these prices? This is insane. Jesus.
They're talking about...
Leave the pot alone.
1,400 plants and, you know, dollars.
Stop funding your little covert operations
loose
with coke
joints.
Money. And leave us alone. Jeez. Anyway, let's play some more records. Really? WFMU East Orange. We got one queued up from Wandy Jackson. By request, by the way. Don't you know?
Here we go.
2, 3, 4. Miss Jackson, you're on.
On July 2nd, 1953, I was serving time in Tehachapi. 4 o'clock in the morning, I was sleeping in my cell. I heard a whistle blow, and I heard somebody. Block number 4 spread like fire across the prison floor. Warden came in with a big Tommy gun. Bang, bang, bang. Trying to stop my gun, but there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9. With your hands up in the air, you don't stop this riot, you all gonna get the chair. Two gun Matilda said it's too late to quit. Pass the dynamite, Molly, 'cause man, there's a riot going on. 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 We're up in cell block number 9. State militia to help them win the fight. Drove up to the prison in the middle of the night. Just ever trooper, he looked so tall and fine. All the chicks went crazy up in cell block number 9. And there's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. There's a riot going on. Up in cell block number 9.
I was taught how to play piano by Escarita and a fellow by the name of James.
So the influence of Escarita on Little Richard, or vice versa, is really there. It's
yeah, the piano.
Tell me about
him.
Strange. A lot of people compare you
to. Strange, Roger. He was inspired by me to be in show business, but I was inspired by him because when I first met him, I met him at the bus station. One night I couldn't sleep in my hometown. I would sit there all night and watch people get off the bus. You know, you understand. Everybody's gonna, and he got off. I said, "Oh boy."
We have a picture here. Let's hold that up to the mic so our listeners can see it.
Of Escarita, and you look at this picture, and you say, what's happening now? The high top pompadour.
He really got his hair. Anything. The book made a mistake there. He really got his hairstyle from me. And Doc, you know, that was a mistake. He got his hairstyle from me.
That's funny.
But he taught me how to play piano. He was playing One Mint Julep.
Right.
By the Clovers.
Right.
And I just love it. I said, oh, boy, if I could just do that, not knowing that one day I'll be doing it, you know. So I picked it up and carried it out.
Now, the New Orleans influence on your music is obvious.
Oh,
it's
heavy.
Very, very heavy.
Very heavy.
Were you listening to that music when you were a kid?
Gumbo got me.
My wig wind, baby, with that long girl
whether she buys it or she grow it. Oh yeah, oh yeah. I took her out on Monday, she wore it frosted blue. I took her out on Wednesday, she had it green chartreuse. Took her out on Saturday, she wore it copper brown. I ran my fingers through her hair, fell on the ground. Way, way, baby, with a long curly hair. Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. Woman's have a glory. She buys it or she grow it. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. She took me up to her house to get out of the air. And when we got to her place, we was hanging everywhere. Some hanging from the ceiling, some laid on the floor. And when I went to kiss her goodnight, I saw one on the door.
Point to prove, Mr. Everett. We'd like to show the rest of the country that rock and roll is a safe and sane dance for all young people.
It hasn't hurt me any, has it?
Let's get on with the show. Ladies and gentlemen, some rock and roll terpsichore.
One, two, three, four.
Here goes that same sad story again. Boy, you know that I know you're telling an unnecessary story. Why don't you be quiet? Hush. Be quiet. Don't say another word.
My darling, I need your love to call my own and never do wrong, and to be with you when day is through, and to share with you a love so true. Please say you love me, girl. Why don't you like me, little darling? Please say you love me, little darling.
You all know why he's crying, don't you? It's been 8 long years, and here he is trying to pop a plea and get another hit record. Uh-oh, here it comes again. I better leave here before I lose my job and everything else. I'll see you.
My dear. It's because I like to watch the funnies on TV and stuff, love stories for darling. Not because I like that funny toothpaste commercial for darling. My guy ends up with no teeth. That's a very funny commercial for darling. Why don't you like that commercial for darling? Darling, that comedian was in a turn race the other day, little darling. That was a good turn race, darling. Oh, darling, I could feel that you don't like no more, darling. Please, darling, tell me.
I love to hear, girl. This story and song has been sung and recorded so many times before, I don't believe you've got the message yet. Even well, just like this. You see, I need you. You know, like the want is the need and the need is the want, stuff like that. Yeah. To call my own and try my best not to do you wrong. To hold in mind your big unwashed, washed hands. In other words, you have got the back. And I know right now that I better love again, or I'll knock you right in your big, wide, snag-filled mouth. Do you hear what I say, woman?
It's a shame, 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 little darling, that you don't want to jump rope with me and play with my aunt.
Hey,
I
you
like my...
stay.
Huh?
Shut up.
Wherever you are,
I'm booking it.
You're staring at a circle only half an inch wide, staring as if your life depends upon it. And it does. Because that circle is the muzzle of a gun pointed straight at your head.
Standing in the corner with the barrel so straight, I looked over the fence, standing over the gate. A big fat rabbit was a-settin' in the grass. Wait till he hears my whole shotgun blast. Shotgun boogie. Oh, the shotgun. Big bad dog. Shotgun boogie.
Shotgun boogie.
Oh, shotgun boogie.
Shotgun boogie.
Look out, Mr. Rabbit. Dogs are gonna have you. Had an old dog, I took her in my lap. She said, now wait a minute, hon, you gotta see my pap. He got a 16 gauge choke down like a rifle. You don't like a man that's gonna drop. Shotgun boogie makes you boogie woogie all the time.
Back in the jungle.
Right. This is The Hound. WFMU East Orange. That was Jesse Lee Turner and Shotgun Boogie. Counting backwards, the Gladiolas and Another Little Darlin'. Billy Latham, Hip Twitchin' Mama. Escarita from a previously unreleased demo, Wig Wearin' Baby. And we'll hear a little bit of Little Richard talking about Escarita. And we open up with Wanda Jackson, Riot and Cell Block Number 9. Number 9. And what are we doing here now?
And you become naked.
No,
That line from
London's luxury department store Harrods yesterday unveiled a new toothpaste for dogs that promises to fight both tooth decay and give the dogs fresh breath. Dogs off. Well, in England, people have bad enough teeth, right? Never mind the dogs. Dogs often have decaying teeth and gums, and their breath smells foul because they are fed on dog food that is soft. So, they didn't have this dog toothpaste. How, would you imagine brushing your dog's teeth? About Wolfgang with his, what's that thing called again?
Rottweiler.
Savage Rottweiler. Brush that dog's teeth, Dan? What do you think?
Yes, I don't think so.
Yeah. Oh, boy. What else is going on here?
Let's see.
We got by the way, we still have an amazing poultry set and our headhunter and cannibal set coming up.
Oh, you have a poultry story.
I got a poultry news
circled here.
Yeah,
from the war zone again, or do you?
Go ahead. You want to do that one? What's that?
I don't know. You just have it circled here.
Well, go ahead.
Iraqi envoy fells Kuwaiti big in chicken food fight.
Right. This is how they decided to settle the war.
It took a food fight. You know,
The phone has been ringing since we went on mic, and I know it's the guy who keeps calling up here asking me if I'm Alan Watts. I wish we could hook up that 10,000 volt buzzer on the phone again.
This is Alan
Zap the
guy.
Hound
Watts' yeah. show.
This is how they're going to end the war. Chicken fight? Food fight?
It looks that way. It took a tough man to throw a tender chicken during yesterday's Arab League summit. The grilled bird on a platter left the hand of Iraqi Foreign Minister Tariq Aziz and hit the face.
They are bullies, those Iraqis.
Hit the face of Kuwaiti. Of deposed add insult to injury, deposed Kuwaiti Foreign Minister Sabah Al Ahmed Al Jaber, who fainted. Good reaction, according to reports from Cairo. It all started
was
when
was it greasy chicken?
I believe it was. It was grilled. It all started when Sabah's feathers were ruffled by the Iraqis' claim that Kuwait doesn't exist anymore. Them's fighting words. Aziz, in turn, questioned the presence of the deposed Kuwaiti delegation at the conference, only to hear Sabah denounce him and all Iraqis as haramiyi, which means thieves. You have stolen our country and our money, Sabah yelled, according to one participant. That's when the Iraqi foreign minister hurled his plate. Sabah was hit in the face by the lunchtime launch, good writing, and collapsed. He reportedly returned to the session later after resting in his hotel. It started out as a polite meeting, said one participant, but it turned into a real Oriental bazaar.
Tempers are flying over chicken in New York also here. It seems at the Star Fried Chicken restaurant in the Flatbush section of Brooklyn yesterday was shot over the price of a chicken dinner. The killer, described as a young man in his 20s, drew a gun and fired once, striking Hashim Gurvan squarely in the chest. He died. He was pronounced dead on arrival at Brooklyn Hospital.
What was the dispute?
Over the price of the chicken.
Well, do they go into detail?
It says everybody around here cried. Well, all I know is we've had quite a week. We had six children killed by stray bullets in 2 weeks. On Monday, a guy was murdered over a dispute at a payphone. Another guy in the West Village got shot using a payphone and almost died. This guy gets shot over chicken. Folks, before you draw your guns, think good and hard over, is it worth it?
Really? Is it really worth it?
Anyway, we have a poultry section of the show today by popular request. And let's kick it off with Roscoe Gordon, the guy who knows from the bird.
I want to do it. Chicken with you. Oh, let me do it. Girl, let me chicken with you. I wanna do it with you, baby. Nobody but you. Chicken, girl, let me. I wanna do it with you, baby.
Recording.
I go again. I found a way to cook.
Take two.
I found a way to cook extra crispy. Come on over and try my crispy. It's entirely different, and yet it's just as tender and tasty.
No,
and it's just as finger licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that real crispy crust that some folks like. And it's just as tender and juicy, and I'll get it now.
Thank you.
found a way to cook chicken deep down and get that crusty, real crispy chick crust. Yet it's entirely different. No, we don't.
This will be Wild Line 30, take one.
Two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. You say cut it? And mind you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. Yet, tender and juicy. Is that it? Yes.
Sorry, cut it.
Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe.
Take three.
It's entirely different. It's entirely different. But everybody. Now you have Now you have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken. Let me get that scratched off of there and quit looking at it.
Quiet, please.
That real crusty, real what? What kind of damn crispy? Crispy crust. It's really different. Now you can have two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. My regular recipe and my new extra crisp.
Crispy.
You extra crispy. I thought I said that. Two kinds of Kentucky Fried Chicken to choose from. It's entirely different. Get every bit of finger-licking good. No, every bit of finger-licking good. You see, I found a way to cook chicken deep down to get that real crispy crust some folks like. I better do that again, huh?
Yes.
All right. You don't want me to sing, do you, for Christ's sake?
We're rolling. This is the good one. Take five.
Most folks have heard about it.
All right, that's good. Good, very nice.
That's why folks call it finger.
Sounds good.
That's why folks call it finger licking good. That's why folks call it finger licking good.
I'm not getting anywhere with this damn thing.
Okay, fine.
I think what we have is a mistaken test pressing. It's supposed to be, according to the cover here, it's supposed to be Chicken Twist, but it's Come On Little Ginny. Let's see if we can find Chicken Twist on this new Hazzle album. It's a test pressing. Nope. Billy Miller, take note.
Remember, baby, that I told you so. Quit. sweet, sweet chicken sweet. Gotta tweak your stuff from head to toe. Gotta do your stuff wherever you go. Gotta tweak yourself from head to toe. Gotta do your stuff wherever you go. Sweet, 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 chicken sweet. Twist in and a twist out, 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 twist in and a twist, 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 twist out. Yeah, let's go like this. From a head to toe, do your stuff wherever you go. Gotta twist yourself from a head to toe. Yeah, do your stuff wherever you go. Twist, 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 chicken twist. Yeah, come on, baby, I'll show you how. We'll do it hot, we'll do it fast. Come on, baby, and twist that chicken twist. All right, all right. All right, all right, all right, yeah, all right, whoa, all right, all night, all right.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Right, Hound here, that's our poultry section of the show. Hazel Atkins from the new LP, Peanut Butter Rock and Roll, with a mislabeled test pressing. The song was in the wrong order. That was Chicken Twist. Counting backwards, can't remember what we heard. The Spark Plugs with Chicken, Little Richard Chicken Little Baby, The Five Stars Picking on the Wrong Chicken, The Slough Boys Fried Chicken Baby, Roscoe Gordon and the Chicken. Send that whole set out to Bob Quine, who came up with that amazing Colonel Sanders outtake of obviously a brain-damaged Colonel Sanders at the end there, trying to read a little ad for Kentucky Fried. And PSA time. Avoid hand burns. Secure lid on cup before moving it. Each year, between 30 and 60 WFMU employees sustain the painful first or second degree burns from hot coffee or tea spilled on their hands. Virtually every case involves the individual moving the filled cup some distance without having a lid in place. Please help to eliminate these unnecessary and preventable injuries. Never move a container of hot beverage without a lid being in place. Oh. Denois, you got the sports desk?
I got the sports desk.
Good.
Do we have the sports desk? I just got to find it here. Coming. Excuse me. Flip one page. And here it is. Article entitled, Fine Time. Mickey Mantle, the Mixter, the Mickmeister, braved the rain and walking pneumonia. God, poor Mick. This week to attend a tribute to his former teammate Phil Rizzuto at Mantle's Central Park South restaurant. Mantle got a laugh when he pointed out that though today's players make tons more money than those of his generation, the fines are the same. Here's a Mick quote. Billy Martin, Whitey Ford, and I used to have to borrow from each other to pay our fines. If we were making what these guys are making, we would have never been in for curfew.
Do they even have? Can they even give a curfew to a guy who makes like $3 million a year?
Apparently they can. I think they can.
Certainly Joe Pepitone didn't care much about the curfew.
Well, then he
party
probably
animal
had,
that he was.
I'm sure he racked up his share of fines.
Yeah.
That would be good, a list of like the top baseball
fine getters.
Yeah, yeah. That would be good.
They should fine him for fashion violations. Like Gary Carter with that ridiculous haircut.
The nice right. Sideburns look.
Yeah, let's go in. We have a set. Hazel Atkins is in this set, too. I guess it's Hazel Day. He was supposed to play tonight, but
I noticed that. I saw his gig X'd out of the ad.
Well,
in the paper.
They're finishing up the documentary down in Virginia, I believe.
I was,
They're filming it.
The snuff documentary where he kills the maker of the film in the end?
Hopefully. Anyway, so we got a set here of Cannibal and Headhunter songs. And we're going to kick it off with Mike Fearn and the Del Royals.
I said, man, oh man, his enemy. Listen at him drunk. Yeah, listen at him drunk. I just knew that I wasn't gonna. But then in my final prayer, I was stopped over high and dry on an island from nowhere. The sand was cool, kind of soft at night. I said, bless my soul, I'm in paradise. Listen at him drunk. Yeah, listen at him drunk. Then an hour went by my noggin. I flipped over quick to see native cats with bows and spears. That hour was meant for me. In perfect English, the leader said,
pardon me, old chap, I must have your head.
Headhunter, please leave me alone. I said, headhunter, please leave me alone. I hear baby calling, and I gotta go home. When he tied me up to a palm tree and he started to dance around to the beat of conga drum, what a welcome familiar sound. It's then that I lost all my self-control when I saw the headhunters do the rock and roll. Listen at them drum. Listen at them drum. Well, I tore myself from the palm tree. I gave out with a wailing song. Them natives got all shook up, cause I soon had them rocking along. The leader clapped his hands and said,
man, we dig you the most, now you can keep it your head.
Headhunters, please leave me alone. I said, headhunter, please leave me alone. Cause my baby need me, and I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home. I'm on my way home.
The obscenity and vulgarity of the rock and roll music is obviously a means by which the white man and his children can be driven to the level with the nigger.
I was strolling through the jungle the other day. I came across some purple people eaters along the way. They took me and threw me in a great big pot. Man, I'm telling you, yeah, it sure was hot. And they kept singing,
having a purple pie.
Whip-wheel, whip-whip-wheel.
Serving a purple stew.
Do-do-do-do-do-do.
Purple potatoes and purple tomatoes and you. Purple stew.
I cried to the whiz doctor, please hear my plea. So he drew a pretty girl in the pot with me. I said, hello, baby, how do you do? Fancy meeting you in a purple stew. And they kept singing,
having a purple pot.
Whip-wheel, whip-whip-wheel.
Serving a purple stew.
Do-do-do-do-do-do. Diggum are you?
Ooh, ooh,
ee, ee. Sugar are you? A flipper me?
Kiss, 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 kiss.
Me wanna kiss.
Never gonna get out of a mess like this.
Well, they start dancing to some old rock and roll. So I suggested that I teach them how to stroll. While me and pretty baby made our escape all right, cause we kept strolling through the jungle till we were out of sight. sight. And they kept singing,
having a purple pot.
Whip, 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 whip.
Serving a purple soup.
Do, 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 do.
This rock and roll is the musical noise symptomatic of a decadent and irresponsible youth.
Well, I'm gonna put your head on my wall, just like I told you, baby. You can't talk no more, you can't eat no more hot dogs. I'm gonna put your head, I put it on my wall. Baby, don't you be afraid, cause you don't want to eat, and eat none today. I'm gonna put your head on my wall, and then you can't eat no more hot dog. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, baby, don't you be late. I want your head, I want it tonight. Cut your head off a half past eight. And have it on my wall by the half past ten. Yeah, come on, baby, I want that head. Come on, baby, I want that head. I want your head to hang on my wall tonight. Now, honey, don't you be afraid. Cause I'm gonna cut your head off. About a half past eight. Just like I said, I'm gonna cut your head off. You can eat no more hot dog. I've
been looking into this rock and roll stuff, and believe me, what I see disgusts me.
I crashed in the jungle while trying to keep a date with my little girl who was back in the States. I was stranded in the jungle, afraid and alone, trying to figure a way to get a message back home. But I was out of know that the wreckage of my plane had been picked up and spotted in my girl in Lover's Lane. And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me promise. You know your old time love, yeah, haven't got a chance. He can be, so come on, pretty baby, just you and me.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. The boys in the jungle had me on the run when something heavy hit me like an atomic bomb. When I woke up and my head started to clear, I had a strange feeling I was with cooking gear. I smelled something cooking and I looked to see. That's when I found out they was cooking me.
Great Google Google, get me out of here.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Baby, baby, let me promise. You know your old time love, yeah, haven't got a chance. He's standing in the jungle medicine.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle. I jumped out the pot and I finally got away, frantic and worried about what my baby would say. So I jumped in the ocean and started to swim, for my chance of survival was getting mighty slim. So I thumbed down a whale who was in my way, And I reached the States in about a half a day. And when I got to Lover's Lane, I was almost dead. But my soul was gone, and here's what I said.
Set up a 20-man committee to do away with this vulgar, animalistic, nigger rock and roll bop.
Little Go-Go was a cannibal, you know, on the Isle of Bangori. He spent his time searching in the sunshine for people like you and me, singing Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing. I'm gonna find me somebody to eat. A Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Boo. I'm gonna make me some people stew. One day he said, while I'm making his bread, I believe I'm gonna make some soup. He smacked his lips and he turned two flips and went to his people coop, a singing Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing. I'm gonna find me somebody to eat. A Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Boo. Never go to Bangoree, you can take it from me. Go-Go will be after you. Cause I almost got into Go-Go's pot. I was almost people's dude. I sing and Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing. Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Bing Belly, Boo. I'm gonna make me some people stew.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Meanwhile, back in the pot. This is our cannibalism and headhunting set. Ronnie Self, Down and Out in 1965 with Go-Go the Cannibal. The Cadets, Stranded in the Jungle, Hazel Atkins, No More Hot Dogs. Thurston Harris, Purple Stew. We open up with Mike Fearn and the Headhunter. There we go. We got about 9 minutes left. We might as well just try to cram in as many records as we can.
Yes. Rock on, Hound.
Okay, we got one queued up by Fats Domino.
Everything. Right now, incidentally, our sponsor's a Jew, Mr. Goldie. Mr. Goldie has put out a great thing, the King Kong hair straightener. A lot of you cats, you know, have the frightening wigs. So this puts it down, man. I mean, oh, so much. That's how you get the white chicks.
Dollar on your ear, the state of California, if it's like to know. I want a little girl to be all mine in the winter time. When the rain starts raining and the snow starts snowing, you reach up and turn on your radio. Look out, Jack, you better take it slow, cause the chicks are raring to go. Well, you reach under the bed, grab a jug, take a little nip, get ready to mug. Look at your gal, you kiss her and you send her, make a holler, make a holler.
I surrender, I surrender!
And the muggin', shoot the liquor to me, John boy. Take a tip from me, she's sweet and mild as on your beat.
Back in the States.
All right, that was, who was it? That was Calvin Bowes and Sophronia B. We heard Fats Domino, Trust in Me, famous last words. All right, that about wraps it up, Denois. We're out of here. We'll be here next week, and in 2 weeks, don't forget, we'll be at Brownie's, 169 Avenue A, between 10th and 11th Street, doing the Live Hounds Hangover Hop. Come down, meet the entire radio family, win a prize, get drunk and stupid, be on the radio.
Even more entertained by us.
Yep. Okay. Lord S is up next. The Lord, the Crick, what the hell?